from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig. You got myself, Reginald Atitula. And you rolling with us on a Tuesday, a cut down Tuesday in the the Metroplex. You got me. That's another dollar in the jar.
Another dollar.
Boy, that first paycheck about to be light, baby, in Houston, Texas. That's right. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610 is the text line. You also got us on the Odyssey app, on the YouTube, on Twitch. A lot of ways to get involved with the program.
Hey, the YouTube is lightweight shaking right
popping.
Now. Popping. Yeah, man.
Popping.
It's up.
Holy moly.
Shout out to Wesley Woolsey who said, bro, stop with the Dallas stuff. I'm not doing it on purpose. I promise. I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm happy to be here, but sometimes.
Popular on YouTube right now.
Sometimes that you get into routines and they keep forgetting about the multi-year situation for the contracts, because we were just talking about the idea of what can you absolutely not do for these Texans on the roster cut down day. You mentioned the idea of this team absolutely cannot trade a John Mechie, and I was like, I don't know. That feels like something where I'm not definitive on, but on the text line from the 936, they made a good point, the idea that, hey, man, Stephon Diggs could be gone this next season, and so having another guy who has multiple years or at least another year left on their deal could be helpful. Robert Woods would also be available to be a free agent next year if he does not ultimately get traded or cut. Obviously, your starters are still there, but Steven Sims would be able to open to be a free agent, right? Like there's some situations where Hutchinson is still under contract, but I forgot about those contract implications. You are fair. You're absolutely fine there. And then, well, that's cool. It was something else, but we'll remember. It's a Texas cut down day. The most important thing is that we're trying to get this roster down to 53. Aaron Wilson letting us know that the Texans are releasing veteran tackle David Sharp.
Oh, man.
With the plan to sign him back to the practice squad, though. So, like, that's number one on the practice squad, David Sharp. Let's start. Are you keeping a running tab of who's going to end up on the practice chart?
No, but I am keeping a kind of loosely running tab on veterans. David Sharp is a veteran. Tegan Quatoriano, if he ends up on the practice squad, is a veteran. You can only keep six. You can only keep six veterans on the practice squad. So that's what you kind of loosely got to keep an eye on that.
And is it possible that you have to have one of those spots ready for a quarterback
as
well?
That's where I'm going with it. Yeah, that's where I'm going with it.
Very good. A lot of roster talk today. But let's start with this one in particular. We're going to, I think John's going to put us on the spot, Figgy, here.
I'm put myself on the spot.
All right. We all going to be on the spot together in the loop here.
Yeah.
Either or.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's some cut down decisions that D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, the Brain Trust have to make.
Yep.
And it seems like they're not going to be easy ones, right? Let these guys tell it, right? They talking about how there's going to be some difficult decisions, and they really didn't, at least not publicly, make these decisions until today. We're starting to really get some of these names dropped when you have to get them in the next, 5 hours, pretty much, less than 5 hours, in fact. So let's put ourselves in that place with at least a few of these spots.
Let's get in front of the whiteboard. They got all the names on the whiteboard. Ultimately, you get to the bottom of that whiteboard, 50 to 55 or 60. You got to go this guy or that guy. All right, and it's going to come down to this guy or that guy.
And we doing this from our personal opinion, not what they think.
We're playing the role of D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio.
So we thinking like we're D'Amico.
Yeah, or Caserio. You pick whomever you want.
Okay.
Xavier Hutchinson or John Mechie. If it comes down to those two guys, if they've made the decision, yeah, we got to have Robert Woods. You know, there's a little veteran presence there. We got to have Noah Brown. You know, we like what he's done. He's a good blocker, tough guy, all that. If it comes down to, all right, D'Amico, Nick, Xavier Hutchinson, or John Mechie, who goes? Who stays?
Hutchinson stays for me. Xavier Hutchinson stays for me. That dude, we were just talking about the idea of the contract, right? The contract is comfortable. There's some control on it. I think mm-hmm. He would still have three seasons, including this one, mm-hmm. on the contract. And then also, we were talking about finding the balance between production, known production, and potential. And I feel like he exists in that perfect sweet spot of known production and potential. And I like Xavier Hutchinson, what he brings to the table, the control, mm-hmm. the feeling of still being there. Xavier Hutchinson would be the guy. And then, unfortunately, John Mechie would then go.
I agree with you, man. I would go with Xavier just for the simple fact that he do a lot more right now. He mm-hmm. plays special teams. He give you decent production. I do think John Mechie's upside is way higher. I just don't know how high it could get being on this team currently. Yeah. And I also think you could probably get a little more for John Mechie via trade.
Yeah.
Second rounder. There's a story there that maybe people think they can recuperate, you know, or resuscitate or whatever.
They could, especially if it's a lot of teams that's, you know, calling about them. You probably could drive the price up a little bit. I don't know if you could drive the price up for Xavier Hutchinson.
Keep in mind, I thought going into Saturday, Xavier Hutchinson was on the team, and this decision was going to be Mechie and someone else. And it still may be. He may be a lock on the team. But, man, he played a lot Saturday. Xavier Hutchinson was on the field a lot. I mean, that's a sign and not a good sign. I think I'm going to still say Xavier Hutchinson, though. If it does come down to these two, just because of what you guys both said.
713 on the text line says, Mechie is just now at the very, very beginning of stud playmaker part of his game, and he's going to keep improving. And so they don't see that stopping, so they go with Mechie over Hutchinson.
But how much do you think you'll see Mechie on the field?
That's a great point, right? Like, reps are important.
You're going to see the big three for sure.
Yeah.
So I wonder how much are you going to get that? So I just don't know if you could get that potential that
we're going to get a heavy dose of reversisms from Xavier Hutchinson if he makes this squad. He's a bigger dude. They like him in the reverses. All right, let's say it isn't the rookies that they're going either or on. They're going either or Noah Brown or Robert Woods. One's got to stay, one's got to go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this one also feels easy, and maybe I'm doing the thing where I'm putting my brain, I'm trying to like get into the brain of someone else as opposed to just existing myself. But I feel like it's Noah Brown. Like, injuries be damned. It feels like that's a dude that knows this system so well and plays in it incredibly well. And, of course, you've seen what the high water mark can be. And that is like stepping in and being a focal point of a passing game for a game or two.
Yeah.
And That's huge for a guy that can play a role, knows how to play the role, is a veteran guy, but then also can step in and be that, have that height. Not saying that Robert Woods can't do that, but it feels like Noah Brown can do that here and has that comfort. I'd probably go Noah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Noah Brown, too. I feel like I could trust Noah Brown a little more, especially after last season, because I didn't know what to expect from Noah Brown. I didn't think he was going to be, you know, give us that production that he did.
He had a couple of big games.
Yeah, he had some really good games.
Yeah.
And I just think Robert Woods, I think he's in a place where he could possibly be shipped to like a Pittsburgh or something like that. You could probably get something for that. I don't know what you could get for Noah Brown, but I think production-wise, I think he'll fit perfectly.
All right, well, we're unanimous so far. I'm with you on for the same reasons you guys spoke about. Here's one. He's kind of like, I've been talking about Ollie Gay, you know, the end, and I don't know what to make of it. He seems to be really in their good graces. Another one that we haven't really mentioned that much at all is Marcus Harris, number 59 in your program, just like D'Amico Ryan's and Kenyon Green's old number, has made a bunch of plays and gotten a bunch of buzz. Marcus Harris or Kurt Heinisch, who had some moments last year on the defensive front?
This is actually really tough for me. I kind of want to go Kurt Heinisch. It seems like they really like him. And Heinisch is a dude that I've, again, in my limited watching of the preseason this year with these Texans, I've seen him at times do things that I found interesting, and that's a name that jumps to me. Harris, I don't recall having those moments necessarily in the same way, and of course, that could just be a blind spot for me, but Kurt Heinisch, I know that I've heard it as like he is liked by this organization, and I've seen it, so that makes the decision for
me. I'm going to go with Kurt Heinisch too, man. He been in the system already. He was kind of productive last year, and I would probably stick with what I know at the moment. I know what Kurt Heinisch can.
I think when we get the final 53 and we get all the cuts today, we're all going to be saying, damn, Marcus Harris made the squad.
Okay.
I think he's going to make the squad.
Okay.
I think they like him a lot. I think he's a pixie dust candidate with D'Amico Ryans. Here's another interesting one. So I'm saying Marcus Harris.
As we're doing a little either or on cut down day, what do we think the decision should be between pairs of Texans?
If it comes right down to these guys, Jeff Okudah or Mike Ford? By the way, our guy B. Skotska, he's a big Mike Ford fan. He'll be joining us in about 25 minutes. Okudah or Mike Ford?
See, this is where it get tricky. I would probably. I feel like everybody would say Jeff Okudah because you know where he was drafted, he was okay. He was probably, I would probably say he was a bust just from where he was drafted, but he's all right. But at that point, I'm like, is it cheaper keeping Mike Ford? So that's where I kind of stand. I would probably keep Jeff Okudah. I'll keep Jeff Okudah.
It definitely would be cheaper keeping Mike Ford. And you know what? We gonna be cheap for a second. Let's go Mike Ford. And you know why I say that?
Yeah.
I don't think that there's anything particularly stand out about either of these guys when we talk about a depth cornerback. It's, again, I've already mentioned it, and I probably will mention it too many times today. That is the spot where I'm like, your starters?
I agree.
Let's go find something, because as of right now, nothing I've seen has been particularly incredible.
I 100%
agree. And so, save me a little bit of money on that cap.
I'm with you, too. So we've only varied on one of the first four. There's one more for you.
And just before we move along, there is people on the text line, a couple of people that are like, no, Marcus Harris is a dog, Harris over Heinisch.
No, I think Marcus Harris makes the squad.
Okay.
I really, and we hardly have spoken about him. MJ, safety position, MJ Stewart or Lonnie Johnson Jr.?
I think I'd probably go Lonnie Johnson.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He finally found his role, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'd go Lonnie Johnson Jr. too.
Me too.
So no MJ Stewart, who's actually, you know, he's been around, done a few things here and there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is Des King the safest CB3 that they could keep right now?
Nah, he's a nickel. And I would worry about Desmond King making the squad.
Wait, hold on. We might got some updates, because Aaron Wilson let us know that Quintez Cephas, the wide receiver, is out. And as of 3 minutes ago, that question no longer necessary because Desmond King being released by the Texans for a second time.
Wow, that's what I thought.
Well, this is the really spicy one. You want to say it? Because this is
No. This is in my wheelhouse. This is one of the things that I have been asking and talking about, and we might dig into this here a little bit in a second, because I think this is the biggest decision that the Texans have had to make at the position starting fullback Andrew Beck released.
Yep.
Per Aaron Wilson.
So let's talk more about the Andrew Beck release on the other side, but then also it's still question the daytime. We'll try and find a way to get both of these in at the same time. Mm-hmm. What player were you dead wrong about? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.